Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cox locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering today, and I was just chatting with Jason about fireworks. Class, I am totally against it. I think it is beyond insane. Shooting off fireworks to make loud noises and flashes in the air and for about 25 minutes. 25 minutes. Governments all over the country, local, county, state, feds, light off these explosives. They send them up in the air. They deploy them on the ground. And at the same time, they say, don't you all be using that gas stove and polluting the air. Don't you all be doing that? At the same time, they're lighting off millions and millions of pounds of explosives. And where do they come from? Y'all think that we've got fireworks manufacturing facilities in the United States? For the great majority of them, they come from communist China. So we send our greenbacks over there, they send 25 minutes worth of grins and smiles and look at that. And we take pictures with our communist Chinese cell phones and we just think it's the greatest thing because it's hot dog day, it's barbecue day, and it's the 4th of July. And really what it was all about was a celebration of the independence from King George. That's what it was about. Celebrating that. But it's gone totally commercial with millions of dollars worth of explosives per year. Well, how many? Well, display fireworks. There's two categories. Consumer fireworks and display fireworks. Display fireworks last year, $400 million. $400 million. But that's not enough. The generally dumb public lit off $2.3 billion worth of consumer fireworks. That's how stupid we are. And I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Because if you live around a place like where I live, and there are animals like cows and birds and chickens and all kinds of other wild animals, they're terrified. Absolutely terrified. And what goes up comes down. And so we are littering the planet with aluminum dust, magnesium dust, and then the residue of the sulfur that goes into the fireworks. So anyone who has asthma has a bad day because of the sulfur and the other toxic dust in the air. And yet Joe and the buffoons want to take your gas stove. This is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, do you want to weigh in?
Fireworks. Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, here in Australia, we didn't have Independence Day, but we used to have another firework holiday, which was the Bifocals Day, which is the 5th of November, which celebrates the hanging, drawing, quartering, and I think they burnt them at the stake. of Guy Fawkes and his compatriots who attempted to blow up the Houses of Parliament in London many centuries ago. The most idiotic thing was that they used to have great bonfires in every backyard, all through the metropolitan areas, all through every little country town, and fireworks. And they used to do this on the 5th of November. And if anyone knows anything about Australia, they know that the 5th of November is right bang on the start of fire season, bushfire season. How the whole country was not burned to a crisp every single year must just be the grace of God's angels. Because every single year, by the time the 5th of November comes around, the whole country is a tinderbox. And the states tend, they seem to take turns of who's going to burn down this year. And it's some guy throwing a cigarette butt out the window as he's driving along, or, you know, some kid playing with a lighter or some matches, or it's, you know, some guy slashing or, you know, using his lawnmower on a total fire ban day. They have these things called total fire ban days here where they'll actually fine you for, you know, something like $10,000 for lighting a fire in the open on a total fire ban day. That's how seriously they take it, because every summer here it's the same. The whole country just, because it is the driest continent on earth, the whole country just goes absolutely tinder dry. And yet, if you know how to handle fire in this place, it's perfectly safe to have a campfire in the middle of the Australian bush in the middle of summer. And I've lit many campfires all across Outback Australia, and not one of them ever went out of control. Not one of the campfires that I lit ever went out of control, you know, because I knew how to do it. You make a fireplace with rocks. You clear for at least, you know, a meter radius around the outside of the rocks. So there's nothing for any sparks to catch on, and you don't leave it unattended. But people are stupid. People don't do that. And because of that, people light campfires out in the middle of the wilderness, the Australian bush. The campfires get away and burn the whole countryside down. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely positively does make sense. And here at our farm, Natural Farms, at our campground, we have 26 campsites, and we have fire pits at every single one of them. And these fire pits were engineered by my son and me, and we experimented with a method. We have a steel container. It's about 24 inches tall. It's about 20 inches in diameter. And there are no holes in it to let air in it. And the idea is, with 1 foot long sticks, you can put them in this fire pit, and they will start burning from the bottom where it's hard for the fire to get oxygen, because the oxygen has to get sucked in from around the container. It's a very heavy steel container, way heavier than a 55-gallon drum in terms of thickness. And the air has to be sucked in from outside, drawn down, which it doesn't want to go because the fire is hot, and allow the fire to burn, because you need three things for a fire. You need heat, you need a source of fuel, and you need oxygen. And without any one of those three, you don't have a fire. So what we've done is we've engineered a way of having a fire, but not a roaring fire, just to prevent that. And then we have crushed stone all around the perimeter so that the heat that is conducted by the steel container does not set the ground on fire. So we have crushed stone, which is crushed limestone, which is what our house is made out of, around the fire pit. And then you can only have a fire when the conditions are safe, meaning not tinder all around. So here's the numbers, class. The latest numbers I have are from 2011, 22 years ago. I'm sorry, not 22 years ago, 12 years ago. There were, in the United States, 234.1 million pounds of fireworks consumed or ignited. 234 million pounds. Resulting from that, directly resulting from that, were 17,800 fires.
Oh, my gosh.
These are published numbers in the public domain, specifically from American Pyrotechnics Association. So they admit there was almost 18,000 fires 12 years ago. These are really, really serious numbers. And people get hurt. Young children get hurt. So, for example, how many young children? Well, between the age of 5 and 18, it looks like there are about almost 11,000 injuries from playing basketball. There were about 17,000 injuries from bicycles. And there were 2,300 injuries from fireworks. 2,300. Fireworks are absolutely not necessary. There is no need for fireworks. There is no need to burn the oxygen in the atmosphere. There's no need for these explosions. There's no need for the residue and the toxins that are spread across the ground and in the air and on the water. And you know, we have chickens here at our house, and I'll bet you've seen the same thing, Gwyneth, that our chickens, if they find a cardboard box, like if they sneak into the garage and they find a cardboard box on the floor with something in it, they'll peck at the cardboard box. They don't know. They don't know that it's not food. They're not really sure what it is. But they peck on it.
Styrofoam.
And they leave. Yeah. Well, what would they do?
Styrofoam.
Right. What would they do if they found, chickens or birds, what would they do if they found residue from these explosives? You know, like the containers, the pieces of cardboard that came from China, which I'm sure are highly refined and food grade, right? Of course, I'm kidding. This is their toxic waste that they use to manufacture firecrackers and explosives and rockets. That residue gets picked up by wild animals and is eaten. And then y'all go and say, I got me a deer. Yep. Yep. And did that deer eat anything that was a residue from, a celebration for hot dog day and barbecue day? Americans don't even know what the 4th of July day is designated to represent. They think it's beer, barbecue, and hot dogs, and fireworks. It's disgusting. It's beyond disgusting.
Oh, dear.
And where did this come from?
Dear. Oh, dear.
This came from the public training camp. But it's okay to be a homo, right? And they'll train you how to do that.
Obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, how bad is it? Well, there's one poll. And this came from the New York Post.com, NYPost.com. There's a survey that looked into the patriotic knowledge of about 1,000 people. 99% of them identified as either being born in the United States or a naturalized citizen of the United States. And when asked what July 4th is meant to officially commemorate, less than 60% had the right answer, the signing of the Declaration of Independence. 41% of the people who were surveyed. Now, that's not people in America. That's people who are born here or are naturalized. Okay? There are plenty of people, way more than that, who are here that were not born here, who are not citizens. They're like illegals. Okay? 41% of the citizens of the United States did not know what the significance of the celebration on July 4th is about. Can you imagine that? But they do know that it's fireworks, hot dogs, beer, and barbecue day. They know that. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I think we need to have qualifications to express one's opinion. Like if voting were real, if it were real, then I think people should actually study and take a test to prove that they actually understand how our government is supposed to work. But no, that's not necessary either. The qualifications are so low, you could have somebody like, I'm trying to think, maybe a plagiarist. Maybe a wife stealer. You might even be able to have like a, somebody from a criminal family become president. Can you imagine that? That's how low the standards are here in the United States of America. And we were the beacon of freedom, which is no longer true. Gwyneth, I'm watching. I'm watching our country spiral down into the abyss. You know, I was having a discussion with Rich Sheban. And by the way, I want to thank Rich Sheban for filling in for me yesterday. I had something that I had to do, or I was scheduled to do. And there's an appointment that I was committed to get some piece of 71-year-old farm equipment and here for our farm. And we were talking, Rich and I were talking about what would happen right after World War II if the veterans who served in World War II, who came back alive, saw what was happening today to our country. What would happen? There'd be the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. There'd be the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, occurring in Washington, D.C. That's what would happen. That was our take on it. And if you want to look it up, that's where a bunch of guys from World War II came back and they found the corruption in their town, Athens, Tennessee. And the GIs ousted the government of Athens, Tennessee. They took up arms and they said, y'all are out of here. You're not running the show. You're not corrupting our government. That's what they did. But we don't have anybody like that right now. We have gays and transgenders and people who have studied pronouns in our military. We have people in our military who are flying jet airplanes, poisoning us on the ground with toxic waste to occlude the sunlight, called chemtrails. The military is doing that. So is it easy to respect the military anymore? It's getting harder. It's getting much harder. Not because of everybody, but because of the few. Just like the people. The few cause problems for the many. They really do. So when stores are looted and shoplifted and the flash gangs show up and ransack stores, we get to pay for it. Because then the stores lock up the things that we'd like to buy. So we want to buy some of those things and walk in there and it's behind locked doors or locked glass or locked screens. So the few are poisoning for everybody. The few are poisoning for everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The suspect accused of killing 5 victims in a mass shooting in the King Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard not to lose my cool when I broadcast about some of these things. You know, during the bottom of the hour news, we just heard a report about 4,000 flights being delayed. 4,000 flights being delayed yesterday. Well, here's what you haven't heard. So the Joe Biden administration, and headed by Pete What's-His-Butt, the transportation secretary for the Joe Biden administration, gave the airlines extra time to harden their aviation equipment such that it can withstand the 5G signals that could interfere with the aviation equipment. They give them an extra year to harden their equipment. Now think about this. So the avionics in airplanes gets interrupted, disrupted, and confused, and doesn't work properly because of 5G. So the 5G telecom networks are so powerful that they can push around the airline industry. They can put you at risk of crashing in an airplane because the generally dumb public wants to download movies faster. So the telecom companies, in concert with the Biden administration, this is what I've read. I'm just recapitulating it for you. The telecom companies have reduced the power of their 5G transmitters around airports, you know, to limit the amount of disruption that they're causing. So the airlines have to put up with something that used to work fine. Now it doesn't work fine, and it's because of the telecommunications companies wrecking the communications equipment for airplanes. Do you believe this? This is nuts. So here's my question, and I don't know the answer. Well, I think I do, but I probably ought to not say it. So I think that the rollout on July 1st, like 5 days ago, started this flight cancellation business and flight disruption business and flight delay business, which is in the thousands, tens of thousands of delays and cancellations in the last 5 days. I think that it's not the weather. I think it's being blamed on the weather. I think the pilots are saying, yo, to the co-pilot, look at this. Look at this. We can't fly. This thing isn't working. This avionics equipment is going ballistic. This is my opinion. I can't prove any of this. And don't believe anything I say. But does that sound feasible? Quote from NBCNews.com. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg gig recently told airlines that flights could be disrupted because a small portion of the nation's fleet has not been upgraded to protect against radio interference. End quote. Pete Buttigieg told airlines that flights could be disrupted because they didn't protect their communications equipment against disruptions caused by a man-made device called 5G. Do you think our government is on our side? Do you think that? So the airlines have these height altitude measuring devices called radio altimeters. And they are sensitive and must be protected against 5G interference. So how high is the airplane? It really doesn't matter, right? Unless you're worried about some other airplane that might be at the same altitude, flying in the same direction, or on a collision course with you, or if you want to land and you want to know exactly how far below you the runway is. You may want to know that. If you've ever flown in a little airplane, you know how important it is to know the distance between the bottom of the airplane, you know, the landing gear, and the runway. You need to know what that distance is. This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that the cell phone industry is so powerful that they can put us, well, not us, I don't fly. Why would I fly? It'd be crazy to fly. Put people in airplanes at risk. But the people in the airplanes have no idea this is going on. Did this make the news? Did this make the news that 5G was being turned up around airports on July 1, 2023. Did that make the news? I don't think so. Look it up. Don't believe a word I say. So today, Gwyneth and I are going to talk about, we told you how bad it can be. It's just every day it's worse and worse and worse. It's hard to believe it's getting worse. You'd think we hit the bottom like years ago. The bottom's nowhere in sight. So here we are, and the only thing we can do is help you help yourself. That's all we can do. Just point the direction and say, here's some lessons that we've learned. Maybe you want to implement them. And so why did I take yesterday off? Because I am scrambling at a frantic pace to prepare for total devastation. I think everything's broken. Everything. People are killing themselves because they don't know what to do. The weather's nuts. Our garden is finally growing, but it's a month late. The plants don't know what to do. Our fruit tree orchard is wiped out. We struggle for years and years and years, and you've told me, I've said that we've been using buckets to water just to keep our fruit trees alive. And we've done it. We've saved them. But what happened was warm weather hit. The fruit tree said, this is great. It's time. The buds appeared on the trees, ready for fruit. And then a massive frost came and killed it all. We're going to have no fruit. Zero. Zero fruit. 20 fruit trees maybe? Maybe more? No fruit. None. Zero. I'm not exaggerating. It's not like we're going to have just a little bit. We're going to have none. Gwyneth, any comments about any of this?
Yeah, you think that you're in big trouble in America. In Australia, we are further down the hole than you are. They've got something that is going to get voted on in a referendum here very soon called The Voice. And if you want to look up what The Voice is on the internet, what it is that they're going to give Aboriginal, that is George Soros appointed Aboriginal so-called leaders, veto power over everything that happens in the parliament, in the House of Representatives, federal parliament. And I think maybe state parliament as well. And that's going to be predictably disastrous because the way that Aboriginal communities operate, they don't have leaders. They're a completely anarchistic society. They don't have tribal chief. There's no one in charge of an Aboriginal tribe. They just are. They just have a common ancestor. They just are. Nobody can speak. Nobody can presume to say that they speak for Aboriginal Australia. Not even the Aborigines can presume to speak for all of Aboriginal Australia. There's 400 language groups in Australia. 400 nations. I don't know how many Native American tribes you've got in America, but I'm sure it's nowhere near 400. There's 400 tribal groups in Australia, each one individual with its own language, its own culture, its own everything, and is different from one another as the French and the English and the Germans. That's pretty different. And there's 400. How can you have anyone speak for those 400 different nations with different languages, different mythologies, different cultures, different histories, different everything? You know, when people say Australian Aboriginal, even I do, I lump them all in together. But what do you want? You want to go and have the Aboriginal groups, you know, banning major developments, banning infrastructure developments. This is the other end of it. You know, you could have stupid infrastructure or you could have sensible infrastructure that actually helps people. But this is going to be no infrastructure. And, it, you know, that they're all George Soros appointees and fundies and all the rest of it. You know, they get handpicked to be the yes men. And they're going to annihilate all development in this country, basically. And it's going to be disastrous. And it's absolutely mind-blowing. And the country's going down the tube anyway. But this voice referendum, if it gets passed, and that just, you know, that turned the propaganda machine on to 11 on this thing. It's just ramping up. It's just insane. But there's a lot of sensible people in Australia, Aborigines and white people, that want nothing to do with this. That say this is insanity. This is absolute insanity. And it's not racist to oppose it. They're saying that if anyone opposes this voice thing, that means that they're a rabid racist KKK, etc. You know, maybe not quite that bad, but you know what I'm saying. It's just, it's absolute insanity. What do they want? Do they regret that the white man came and built cities and stopped, not all of the cannibal tribes were stopped, but there were many Aboriginal groups that were cannibal tribes. And many of them, when they found out about Jesus and Christianity and white man's culture and all that, decided to stop being cannibal tribes. Do they want all that to go away? Do they want the culture of Earth to living in bark hubs? Bark hubs?
So,
you know, a little lean-to with a couple of sticks out in the middle of the forest?
So, Gwyneth,
that's how most Aboriginals live. Not all of them. Some of them, a few tribal groups actually had stone houses.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about the Aborigines. So these are some of these tribes might be sitting around the campfire saying, let's talk about dinner. Him. Let's have him for dinner. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that in some Aboriginal tribal groups in Australia, that is going on to this day. Not all of them. Not all of them. But I have personally met cannibal Aborigines in Australia. Personally, a whole mob of them. Yeah, I was with a friend of mine, and she was an Aboriginal elder, and she was a very dear friend of mine, and she had one of her nieces fallen in with this cannibal group, and she was absolutely terrified of what was going to happen to her niece. And she came around, she said, hey, you want to come? I want you to help me with something. And I said, okay. She said, it's my niece. She's fallen in with a bad group. And I said, okay. She said, I want you to help me try and get her away from the group. And so we went over to this cannibal house, and there were about 15 of them living in this house. Housing Commission. In America, you would call it Section 8. Okay? Could you imagine 15 cannibals living in the middle of town in a Section 8 house? This was the situation that was going on there. And I was sitting there with my friend, the Aboriginal lady, and we were sitting there, and they were all around us, and they had this there's a disease that cannibals get. It's a form of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD, or mad cow disease. It's called Kuru. That's the Papuan name for it. A person gets this mad, bright-eyed grin, and their lips go right back, and they cannot have a normal facial expression. And every single one of these people was living in this house had this Kuru grin. This cannibal, wide-eyed, joker-faced grin is the only way that I could describe it. That's that's basically what it is, you know, from the Joker movie, but without the makeup. And oh my gosh, she was sitting there, this niece, and she was absolutely terrified. And her auntie was saying to her, "Come on, we'll go up the road and get some smokes, or go and get some beer, or go in the supermarket, we'll go fishing." Everything to try and get her out of the house. And she says, "Oh, no, it's okay, auntie, it's okay, I'm all right, I don't want to leave." And it was like, she said, "No, come on, we'll go have a good time. We'll go to the pub, you know." And I'm sitting there watching all of this, you know, not really interfering, but just being there. And that was how it was. And in the end, she wouldn't come with us, and we had to leave, you know. And because ultimately, it was her decision to stay with them. And what are you going to do, drag her out? Drag her out with 15 cannibals jumping on top of you? You can't do that. She had to have left of her own free will, and she didn't leave of her own free will, so there was nothing for us to do but go. What are you going to do? You're going to give those people the referendum? You're going to give those people the veto right on acts of parliament? You're going to give those people the veto right on vetoing beneficial developments in this country? This is it. And I love the Aboriginal people, but there's one thing they are not good at, and that's organising anything to do with infrastructure. They're not good at it. White people are. But with regards to spiritual development and psychic development, they are top of the line. They are top class in the whole world. You hardly get more people with spiritual insight than the Australian Aborigines. They can see what's happening 300 kilometres away. But they're second sight. It's phenomenal. But they're not good at organising society. They're not good building infrastructure. They're just not really large-scale infrastructure. They built some to some extent, you know, fish traps and such like. You know, agricultural fields. They had when the white man came here, they had agricultural fields that were 5 miles square, one field. And that's pretty impressive. And they all did it cooperatively together, but there was no top-down structure, which is what you need for modern development. You need a top-down structure. You need somebody saying, yeah, we're going to do this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.